Time now to go Beyond the Bases with the Huntley Little League on 101.5 FM. Huntley Community Radio.
Hey, Little League fans all across Kane and McHenry County. Welcome to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. My name is Eric Thomas, and we are again so proud to be partnering this year with the Huntley Little League to introduce some of the rising stars, as well as meet some of the dedicated coaches, volunteers, and family members that make all of this possible for our kids right here in Huntley. Joining me in the dugout today on this episode of Beyond the Bases is Coach TJ. Coach, thanks for being here.
Hey, how's it going?
So TJ, tell me a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name's TJ Vins. I'm an engineer by trade. I own a small company in Elgin called AdNet Incorporated. And, you know, I tell everybody, I'm not like a real coach, but I'm an engineer and I'm built to solve problems. And I was given an opportunity to join the board at Huntley Little League after being a part of the league for a year. And then they gave me the opportunity to be the director of the 47s. So I think it's a great fit because as a startup organization, there are a load of problems to solve. And that's what I'm spending my time doing. I'm trying to solve all these growing pains. And it's exciting, a little overwhelming at times, but I really think we're on the right track, and I think we're trending in a positive direction.
So working with all the staff and coaches over the last few weeks to spotlight the Huntley Little League program right here on the radio station, I am learning a lot about how all of this works and all the opportunities for our kids who are interested in playing baseball. So TJ, what is the name of your team? How old are the kids playing? And talk to me about your travel team.
So we're the Huntley 47s. We have four teams and a semi-travel 9U team. So we have a semi-travel 9U, full travel 10, 11, 12, and 13. There's about 60 players in the 47s in total.
Season so far, how's it going?
Well, we played the first inaugural game for the 47s. 11U played the Elgin Titans. They're part of the Elgin Classic Little League, their travel team. We won 20-7. We did really well. Everybody was hitting. The pitching was great. It was really a phenomenal game.
Any really great highlights from the first game?
We had a pickoff at first. That was great. They tried to steal on us. We got them at second. So this was interesting. Last year, the 11U team, we knew we were going to do this. Most of the kids played in fall. And we were in Little League Intermediate, which is with really 12 and 13-year-olds, and most of our team was 10. So we were playing older kids, and we were just getting stomped. And we never played full baseball rules. We were going from 60-foot bases up to 50-70, which is 10 feet longer, and the pitching mound is 4 feet further away. So we struggled, and people would run wild on us. We would lose by 15, 20 runs. We were worried that, you know, the kids would be down, but when we came out last night, we were the aggressors, and we dictated everything. We were running wild, and I think we took our lumps in the fall, and I think it really helped us.
Now, looking back to that fall game last year, what do you think the kids pulled from that to motivate them to get back on the field this year and turn it all around?
I think they learned that you have to be aggressive and you have to play smart.
With lots of practice.
Lots of practice. And that, you know, that's what we preach at the 47s. We're trying to set it to where we have 70 touch points in the season. We consider a touch point a game or a practice. So we want to have an even split. We want to play about 35 games and have about 35 practices. We focus on developing the players. At the lower levels, we're not so much interested as like, you're a shortstop and this is all you play. We want them to still experience different positions and not get locked in. You know, at the older positions, 12 and 13, you are specializing a little bit more, but we really focus on developing the player, on having fun. And if you do that, you're going to come full circle and you're going to be competitive and then you'll win.
You mentioned that this is a travel team, and for those who may not know, that means coaches and families pack up everything and travel to different fields and different locations, sometimes great distances from home. Any interesting destinations for this year on the schedule?
No, we're staying all local.
All local, all Illinois.
All Illinois. We looked, and in 50-mile radius of 60142 Huntley, we found that there's over 100 tournaments. So there's no reason for us to exude the effort, time, money to go anywhere else but here. There's plenty of teams locally that will give us great competition and, you know, accelerate our development. Now, we do have one opportunity. So our 12U team, they'll be playing in the traditional Little League World Series. Now, they have a qualifier for District 13, which is the local district for Little League. If they win that, they'll go to the state finals. They win that, they could go to the regional finals. And if you get to that point, you'll go to Williamsport in Pennsylvania. So we have a shot for a Huntley team to get on TV and represent.
So as I'm still learning about all of the different paths for the kids to play in Little League, there is what's called a rec team and you have a travel team. What are some of the differences and benefits of a travel team?
I like to look at Proverbs, iron sharpens iron. And we use that principle in all parts of life. Sometimes in rec, there's kids that aren't serious and aren't as motivated to learn. They're just kind of going through the motions, and that's fine. We want everybody to get introduced to the sport and wind up loving it. But the kids that want to compete and do well, they want something different. And that's what we're trying to get with this. We want to be competitive. We don't care about winning as much. We just want to make sure we're competitive. And I don't like to call it travel baseball. I like to call it competitive baseball.
With that competition, with that competitive spirit, how do you motivate? I mean, it sounds like they've got a great base of motivation, but how do you pull that even further day in, day out to get through the season and motivate them to get on the field and do their best?
Most of these kids, I don't really think it's that big of a stretch. I have 3 sons, 10, 9, and 6. I mean, the competition runs deep. We're in the backyard playing a game they just made up. They want to win. It doesn't matter what they're doing, they want to win. And some kids are like that. And the majority of the kids on the 47s are like that. They want to win and they want to do well. And, you know, we have this discussion internally. I've talked with people and, you know, a lot of guys will say, well, everybody's in travel baseball now. It's true. It's very prevalent. It's not like it was when I was a kid. But the difference is we're trying to teach these kids you want to do well in life. When you are older and you go to your first job interview, you want to win that. You want to do well. You want to make sure you're prepared. So when you have that opportunity, you'll seize it. And I think that's what we're trying to build here.
Now, as you start this new season and with all the practices and work that you guys have done to prepare for games, have you seen any great story of teamwork or camaraderie that's really impressed you?
Yeah, definitely. So we kind of started this back in the fall where we took, like for the 10U team, I was the manager for that team. We took some rec kids and we had a majority of the 47s of what was going to be the 47s. And we had an opportunity to play in a tournament in Woodstock. And we got to the final day and we were playing the Woodstock team. And they were mostly of what they call the Heat. It's their travel team that's equivalent to the 47s. And we couldn't get anything going. It was a pitcher's duel. The pitching was phenomenal. Usually you don't see that at the age 10. And we got to the point where we were down 2-0 and we were in the top of the 6. We scored 3 and everybody was clutch. My son had a big hit, drove in a run, and we took the lead. We shut them down. And it was very emotional for them. The other team wanted to win. There were tears shed on their side. So it really meant a lot to everybody. We were ecstatic. And then we had to go play right away for the championship. And, you know, the other team, I felt bad for them because they had used up everything pitcher-wise. So we kind of breezed to a victory. But that was the beginning of kind of like the 10U journey. And I really think that team, you know, all of our teams have a good chance. But I think that one, I mean, they could be phenomenal. I'm really excited about them.
I love that all of this is going on right here in Huntley. Now, if someone who may not be totally familiar with the Little League program, now they hear what you're doing, they hear what the league is doing and what it all stands for, how can they support what's going on with this program?
Number one, when we have events come out, we're going to have vendors there. We have a home run derby coming up in the spring / early summer. The radio station will be there. The kids will be competing to, I think T-Mobile sponsors it, and they're going to be competing to get out of Huntley and go to a more national stage. So it's very important for the league, and we just recommend to come out and see all the kids play. It'll be great. The second thing you can do is the Huntley 47s have created a team store. We're focusing on creating custom merchandise with our logo, and we're trying to generate as much profits for the organization as possible. Everything's so expensive these days. We need pitching machines. We need equipment. And this gives us an opportunity to generate more revenue for the league. You can visit there and go to huntley47s.net, and you can sign up for our mailing list. And then what we do is we open the store the first week of the month. You can order, and then it takes about a month to fulfill those deliveries.
A hat here, a hat there makes a big difference. So that website again was?
Huntley47s.net. Huntley47s.net.
TJ, good luck with the season. Thanks so much for all the time, all the effort that you are pouring into our kids each and every week. If you want to learn more about Huntley Little League, want to volunteer, or even provide financial support through your local business, just go to huntleylittleleague.com. That's huntleylittleleague.com. My name is Eric Thomas, and thanks so much for listening today to this episode of Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio, and huntleyradio.com.
Thanks for listening to Beyond the Bases on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. If you would like to support, volunteer, or learn more about what you just heard, go to huntleylittleleague.com. That's huntleylittleleague.com. Or check them out on Facebook. Just search Huntley Little League. We hope to see you out at the old ball field soon.